Welcome to the Mobile Trader Podcast for Wednesday, June 19, 2019. I'm your host, JD, and here's today's Mobile Market Minute. We're checking in from Biloxi, Mississippi. Great location, guys. Right now, the futures are fractionally lower across the board. All eyes are directed towards the upcoming Fed decision, which will happen around 1 p.m. Central. And following that decision, Chairman Powell will hold a news conference and discuss the decision. What do you think? Will the Fed cut rates? Are we going to pull back? Are we going to push forward? Or are we going to just stand pat? Also, guys, I want you to think about some things right now. Here are a few ticker symbols that we want to look at. Let's check the broader markets, but let's take a look at Boeing, ticker symbol BA. Boeing has crossed over the 200-day moving average to the positive side, I guess the Golden Cross. And they had a really good day on Tuesday at the Paris Air Show, notched a lot of orders, and just kind of the sentiment changed and share price just was strong and with a lot of volume going through it. But remember, before you go long, do your research, and also remember that they have a second quarter earnings coming up, tentatively set for July 24th before the bell. Okay, next target list that we're looking at, Facebook. Keep an eye on Facebook, guys. I'm bullish Facebook. I'm bullish on a lot of the technology. I don't like the privacy issues. There are a lot of things I don't like, but there are also some strong things that I do like. I suggest you download the white paper for this new Libra coin that they have. Share price has received a boost because the street is really, really excited about it. As again, I said I'm bullish on Facebook. I'm not sure about the Libra coin, and also there's some news coming out that Congress wants to have Facebook to hold off on that until they can really do some research and possibly want to regulate that. So we're looking at, they keep calling this a cryptocurrency, and it's going to be a fully regulated coin with a central bank. A lot of issues that it's basically a digital token. It's semantics, but just kind of do your research, download the white paper, get a good, it's lengthy, but it's worth it. I know Bitcoin and the crypto space, the entire crypto space are welcoming the attention, and we're seeing some boosts in that market from the Libra coin positive vibes that the market is giving. So just kind of do your research on that, guys. Let's also take a look at Beyond Meat, why it breached the $200 price threshold. Amazing. This was on Tuesday. It's a market darling, but I would not chase it. I don't suggest chasing that. It's tough because they mentioned that the shorts were squeezed out, but the shorts were immediately replaced with additional shorts. So it's setting up. I can't tell you when, but the minute you go long, it might be the one where it turns around and you sleep overnight and you hold that long position overnight. You never know if it's going to gap down on news or just the rug is pulled out. But long term, the space is strong and it has a lot of traction. So just do your research. But it is running. It's a Teflon darling right now. Let's talk about one of my trades right now. I'm currently, one of my alerts triggered for ExxonMobil, and I'm looking at a trend reversal. So I hopped in some July 12th, $76 weekly calls, and got in at $1.25. Exxon was trading at $75.42, around that mark, and I just saw a nice entry, and I mean, it's actually in the money right now. They were in the money briefly, so we're right on. I'm probably a strike outside of the money, so keep an eye on Exxon. But news just popped up this morning overseas. There was a bombing over near Iraq, or I can't get the exact details, but it's affecting some of the gas and oil companies over there, state-bound companies. So just keep an eye on that news, but let's add to the watch list. Let's revisit a few things. I put Nike on the watch list on Monday. if share price breached $83.91, that trade was triggered. Sallie Mae, SLM, we're looking at a short play to the downside once price falls below $9.49. And let me go back to Nike. That ticker symbol is NKE. And we'll go to XL Energy, XEL. Do your research on XL, but I'm looking at a positive move and a long position at price above $60.16. I'm also again mentioning Activision, and the trade will trigger above $46.45, $46.45. And also keep a good eye on Target. I really like Target's chart to the long side. Above anything above 87.61, they had a pullback. They had some technical difficulties a few days ago, but it's just a minor bump in the road, and that's a strong trend. Let's see if they can find support and let it break through resistance of 87.61 and look for a long position or look for calls. But as I've always said, these aren't buy, sell, or hold recommendations. Do your own due diligence. Do some research, but take a look at the charts and continue to educate yourself, guys. And have a happy Wednesday. Take care. Hey, traders. Thanks for tuning in. This is JD. If you're enjoying this podcast, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Share it and let your friends know that there's a podcast with some new content and market information. Enjoy your day.